foreign policy adventures were scorned by some demonstrators who chanted, "Leave Syria, think about us." The uncertainties about the direction of the unrest in OPEC member Iran also rippled through global oil markets. Oil futures pushed above $60 a barrel, close to a 30-month high. In Washington, President Trump has fired off tweets that have noted the protesters' demands, but stopped short of giving any indication of a U.S. response. He also has used the moment to again attack the nuclear deal between Iran and six nations, including the United States. Trump has claimed the pact has only served to strengthen the Iranian leadership, although Western allies and others strongly support the deal as a way to curb Iran's nuclear program. "The people of Iran are finally acting against the brutal and corrupt Iranian regime," Trump posted on Twitter on Tuesday. "All of the money that President Obama so foolishly gave them went into terrorism and into their pockets. The people have little food, big inflation, and no human rights. The U.S. is watching." Hours earlier, Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Bahram Ghassemi, blasted Trump for trying to interfere in Iran under the facade of compassion for the demonstrators. Videos circulated online of protesters fleeing tear gas and water cannons, while others confronted police. On Monday, demonstrators again gathered in Tehran as well as in an array of provincial cities, including Kermanshah in the west and Shiraz in central Iran, according to reports on social media. They chanted "Death to the dictator," referring to Khomeini, and called on security forces to join them. This brought a strong rebuke from the country's judicial chief. "I demand all prosecutors across the country to get involved," said Sadeh Larijani, the Associated Press reported. "Their approach should be strong," he said. The head of Tehran's Revolutionary Court also warned Tuesday that arrested protesters could potentially face death penalty cases when they come to trial, the AP reported. Iran's semi-official Tasnim news agency quoted Musa Ghazan Farabadi as saying, "Obviously, one of their charges can be morba, or waging war against God, which is a death penalty offense in Iran." "When it comes to regime survival, Khomeini calls the shots," Cliff Kupchan, chairman of the political risk firm Eurasia Group, said in a briefing note Sunday. "And he's got a lot of loyal and ruthless troops at his disposal." The unrest began Thursday in the northern city of Mashhad over price increases and other economic woes. Iran's economy has been battered by years of U.S. and international sanctions, which isolated the Islamic Republic for its nuclear program. Many of those sanctions were lifted as part of a nuclear deal with world powers in 2015, but few Iranians have benefited from the relief. In contrast to the 2009 uprising, which challenged the re-election of then-President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad and was driven primarily by Tehran's educated elite, the current protests have occurred throughout the country and in traditional government strongholds. The pro-reform figures associated with the 2009 revolt, some of whom remain under house arrest, have been noticeably absent from the political scene since the new protests began. Demonstrators have refrained from calling for the release of those figures and some of Iran's most well-known opposition leaders. The protesters have either become more radicalized in their demands and/or simply don't belong to the generation that experienced the events of 2009 as adults, Mohammad Ali Shabani, editor of Iran coverage at the online news portal Al Monitor, wrote Sunday. Iran's economy has grown since the nuclear deal thanks to resumed oil exports. Iran is a major OPEC power, but growth outside the oil sector has sagged. Inflation is on the rise and unemployment high, at an official rate of 11.7%. Youth unemployment is significantly higher, at 24.4%, according to the government-run Statistical Center of Iran. Rouhani, a moderate who has allied with reformists, has appealed for calm, saying that demonstrators have a right to protest and criticize the government, but that they should refrain from violence. In a televised address Sunday, he acknowledged the government's lack of transparency and endemic corruption, calling on state bodies to allow more space for criticism. "The protests are very unlikely to result in a revolutionary tipping point for Iran," Kupchan wrote, "but they could well recur and will inflict a hit on regime legitimacy." "She was so good to that boy." Disbelief after picturesque family is massacred on New Year's Eve, by Eli Rosenberg and Abby Selk. In the Washington Post National section, I'm Sam Scholl. In the last hour of 2017, in a brick duplex with a plastic snowman out front, a 16-year-old boy from what seemed to be a happy family picked up a semi-automatic rifle and killed his mother, father, sister, and a family friend, New Jersey officials said. The boy is too young to be named by those who arrested him, although he may be tried as an adult. He is expected to be charged with 4 counts of murder and will appear in court Tuesday, according to NJ.com. In the meantime, friends and relatives are struggling to reconcile the massacre with their conception of the Khalogi family, large, loving, and picturesque.